Praise the Lord. And message number 298. The title of this message, God's Calling Requirements, Part 25. A sword shall pierce through thy own soul also. That was a word of a prophecy of Simeon to Mary, the mother of Jesus, when Joseph and Mary brought the baby Jesus to the temple. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 2, and let's read verse 25 to verse 35. Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 35. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Let's pray. God, we thank you, and we praise you, we adore you, we worship you, we come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this time you allow us to come to hear your word, and to get encouraged, enlightened, strengthened, well-fed, and provided with your word. I pray that the purpose of sending this word of yours to us shall be accomplished, and you receive the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that you anoint my lips and put statement and verses, O Lord, to impart the exact word that you want your people to hear. I pray for salvation. I pray people to repent, to come back to you, to give up their own will, to give up their own plan, to surrender their lives and the life of their families and their children into your hand. We thank you, God. We bless you. Just all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, people love so much to meet and to speak with righteous people, with men of God who are anointed by the Holy Spirit. And most of the time they think that when they meet such kind of people, of holy people, that their meeting with such people will grant them blessings from God. But the truth is that righteous people and men of God, anointed men of God, anointed women of God, anointed servant of God, would impart the word of God and the will of God to those people who come across their lives. But the blessing of God will be imparted when people obey and submit themselves to the will of God and to be subject to His word. In this scripture that we have read, Simeon, as is described in the word of God, he is a just and devout man. And the word of God said that the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he will meet the Lord Jesus Christ before his death, that he will not see death unless he meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And very beautiful, the scripture here, that in verse 27 that, and he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. So when the child come near and reached the temple, the Holy Spirit brought Simeon to meet the parents of Jesus and to prophesy and to meet the Lord himself. You see, very beautiful here. So what we conclude here, that whatever Simeon was going to speak in there, in that meeting, and whatever he had spoken, it came from the Holy Spirit. And when he met the Lord, he took him by his arm in verse 28 and verse 29, and he blessed God, and he prayed, Lord, in verse 29, Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace according to thy word. Simeon was happy and joyous to meet the Lord, because he knew that the Lord soon would accomplish what he had promised him. Being an old man and probably having difficulty in moving and managing his life, he was glad in meeting the Lord. He was glad to meet the salvation of God, and knowing that the time of his departure with the Lord had come. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And after that, Simeon proclaimed this prophecy about, he proclaimed this prophecy about Jesus. Verse 30, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, Jesus Christ is the salvation of God, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. He is the salvation of God to all the people, a light to the Gentile, and glory of thy people Israel. Christ is Christ, salvation of God to all the people, Jews and Gentiles. And verse 33, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. You know, Joseph and Mary, when they hear Simeon speaking this about their child, they were so happy about it, you know. And parents are so happy and joyous when men of God hear and speak marvelous things about their children, and hear them speaking good things about their children. Sure, they were also happy that Simeon blessed them, you know, not only Simeon. And when he spoke that about Jesus, make Joseph and Mary happy, but in verse 34, and Simeon blessed them because they brought their child to the Lord, to the temple. And after Simeon blessed the parent, he turned to his mother Mary, and he told her the following thing. In verse 34, and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Here, you know, what Simeon taught Mary, that Jesus would cause some people to fall and some other to rise again, you know, and he told her also that he will be a sign which shall be spoken against. So what he was telling her, that this child, when he will grow, he will be a cause and source of conflict. Not only that, but he will be a sign that will be spoken against. It means that there will be people speaking against him, people will oppose him, people will be against his life and missions, you know, such kind of wars. Not only Mary, but mothers or parents would not be happy to receive such things about their children. Even if the message of God would come through a devout man, an anointed man of God like Simeon, still the parent will not be happy to to hear such things. There is something coming conflict in the life of their children. Not only that, Simeon asserted the message to Mary by this statement, verse 35. Yes, he assured her, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. A sword shall pierce through thy own soul. What he was telling her, that there will be something happening to this child that will be painful to you. A sword will go in and pierce your own soul, meaning you will pass through painful experience that you will not be happy with. He told her that this child of yours, when he will grow, you will face certain things, the troubles that he will be facing, the opposition that he will be facing, the problems that he is going to face. It will be the sword passing through your own soul. You will pass through the pain because he will pass certain things that you may not like him to pass through. Not only that, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. He told her this, God will allow to pass through the thoughts of the hearts of many will be revealed, not only the heart of many people, but even the thoughts of Mary's heart would be revealed and would be shown. Mary sure, would not be happy to hear that. And every parents or mother would not be happy to hear such prophecies for their children. Parents, and you who hear the message, if you are parents, as usual, you have your own plans. Parents, they have their own plans and wishes and dreams for their children, and would do their best to dictate those particular plans into the life of their children. Some parents, they are planning, even their children are very small, they are planning certain things. I'm not telling don't plan, but I'm telling here, and the Holy Spirit tell you here something, that God had certain plans for their children. So if these plans of God did contradict the plans of yours, don't oppose God, don't grieve, don't fight against God. Parents in the standard of this world would always choose the best standard of this world to educate their children, the best school, and the best dress, and the best food, and the best school, the best college, the best profession, the best place in the world to live, and so on. The most worldly things. When coming with the flesh, some parents are very good in their flesh to boost and boast the future of their children. When the plan of God in the life of their children comes in other way, not according to their prediction, not about prosperity and about well-known and to be famous, but when the plan of God goes through humility and sufferings for their children, parents would not accept such plans of God for their children. And that's why parents who are not willing to comply with God and His plan for their children, they would start to manipulate their children to move away from these plans of God, and would let them move in their own plans, the plans of the parent that come from their egos, their pride, and their own dreams. All the frustrations of the parents, instead of surrendering these plans of them to God, they try to dictate it on their children and on their kids. Whatever pride, egos, or plans, dreams they were not able to perform in their own life, they want their children now to do it for them. The Holy Spirit that was upon Simeon spoke to Mary. And notice he spoke to Mary and not to Joseph about what would be happening to Jesus. We know that the scriptures speak about Joseph that he was a just man. And probably his mind set up, I believe that Joseph's mind set up was willing to accept what the prophecy of Simeon spoke about and what would be happening to Jesus. You know, even the scriptures did not show that Joseph was resisting the plan of God and the fate of Jesus. And the scripture did not show that he opposed what God had planning to Jesus, even the time that he was opposed by the Jews and would be ultimately crucified on the cross. Most likely, Joseph was not against the plan of God that he had for his child Jesus. But in the course of time, we find the scripture speak that Mary was trying to hinder Jesus, to stop Jesus, to manipulate Jesus from perceiving what God had ordained for him to pass through. And let's go through these scriptures. You see, very beautiful, the anointing over Simeon. He did not speak to Joseph. He was speaking to Mary. Let's read the scripture that Mary showed her manipulation. In John chapter 4, in the wedding of Cana, verse 1 to 4. Let's read it. When she wanted to interfere with Jesus' timing and to do miracle. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. You know, here she spoke with Jesus, not as God, but she was ordering him as her own son. She wanted to boast in that occasion that her son can do something, can do great things, can do miracles. He wanted to portray herself as the queen mother. But Jesus put her at the right limit. What he told her? He told her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? It means you stop, don't interfere. And even after the wedding of Cana, his mother remained for a while with him in his mission, as we read in verse 12, John 2:12. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother, and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. You know, Catholics, usually they use this story to portray that Mary is divine and she deserves honor as a divine and to direct the prayers and worship and adoration toward her. Possibly, they got that because they got stumbled with what Mary did in manipulating God's plan for Jesus and interfering in his ministry. Now, I'm not justifying their wrong belief based on Mary's behavior that she wants to interfere. No, it is sin. Still, the scripture is very clear. And if they will go through scripture, they would find that Jesus had put her under a limit. He did not give her a divine authority at all. She was not a divine. He was not approving her as a divine, as God, but as a human. He called her woman. The next occasion, when Mary wanted to take him out from a meeting he had with the people in Mark chapter 3, verse 31 to 35, there came then his brethren and his mother, and standing with us and unto him, calling him, and the multitude said about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren with us seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. His mother was, you know, Mary was afraid about him. Why she wanted to take him? Because they were telling about him that he is demon possessed. That's why she came to take him away from the meeting, from that meeting, because she was afraid that he'll be persecuted. So she was moving by her flesh, by her emotion. She was doing all what she can do to prevent the prophecy of Simeon from coming through. Mary was trying her best to manipulate God's plan for Jesus. But she was not able to do that because Jesus is God. And Jesus did not allow her to succeed in that. But what I'm saying here, parents who usually manipulate God's plan for their children and would try to choose to them the most worldly things, they would probably or most likely succeed in that because their children are human and not God. You know, it is very easy to manipulate your child. Very easy to do your own with your own child. He may accept it because he is not God. You have authority from him, from the Lord over him. You may abuse this authority. He may not be able to oppose you. You will be succeed to do that, to manipulate the future of your son, to take him away from the plan of God. But let me tell you something that you are not aware with, that your children, whom you manipulate the plans of God for them and took them away from the plan of God, they will never be blessed because they had been departed from the will of God and the perfect plan that God had for them. The third occasion that we can read from the life of Mary, how she was influencing the rest of the family. You know, upon the duplicity of Mary, of what we have read, even his own brothers, his own brethren did not believe on him. We can read that in John 7, verse 1 to 5. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jewish feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart thence and go into Judea, that thy disciple also may see the works that thou wouldest. For there is no one that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to know to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. Verse 5. For neither did his brethren believe in him. So even his brother, they were not believing in him. But why? My point here. Why they did not believe on him? Because the mother was having duplicity in her faith. She wanted to pull him from the meeting. She wanted to interfere with the timing of God. She wanted to do her own, whatever she can. Families and parents who manipulate the plan of God for their children, they will not be light for others to spread the gospel. The Holy Spirit will not shine in duplicity. Parents who profess God and save Him, but they reject God's plan for their children because do not soothe their own egos and pride, their families are in idol worship. This is idol worship and will not be a good testimony to others to know Christ and to receive God's will and counsel. Duplicity in the parents bring out confusion message to the children and to the rest of the world around them. So those Christians who are living in duplicity, praise the Lord, hallelujah, we are doing God's will, but they are against whatever plan God had for their children, especially when it comes to suffering, coming to humility, coming to about education will be less, about marriage, about kind of job, where to live. All this, the flesh of the parents, are a big hindrance. And I pray that this message today will convict you to repent and not to manipulate what God had ordained for your children. Finally, ultimately about Mary, she faced the truth at the cross of Jesus and accepted the prophecy of Simeon. In John 19, verse 25 to 27, we read, Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then say he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. So here Jesus, when was on the cross, he realized that he needed to be crucified. She accepted. Soul sure had peace through her own soul when she saw him on the cross. And she listened to his instruction. This time Mary accepted the will of God for her son Jesus. She surrendered her will to God. She accepted that her son to call her woman. And she obeyed his instruction to go and be with the beloved disciple to care for her and to be with her. Mary progressed in her faith after she surrendered her will to God. Parents will progress in their faith, and even the faith of their children will be growing also when they surrender their will to God. Mary, she was reminded and brought back to what she promised God. You know, as you remember, that when the angel appeared to Mary and announced to her that she was chosen by the Lord to become a pregnant with Jesus, in Luke chapter 1 verse 38, she say, And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. She promised to be the handmaid of God, but in the course of time, she wanted to get the upper hand over God. Parents, certain time they forget what they prayed and what they promised God. But I pray today, and I wish and I hope that the Word of God and the Holy Spirit will remind you always and convict you of what you had promised to God and what you had said that you will do for him, and you will be the good example also for others to come to God. Mary, ultimately, she became a good example to others. Mary, after she surrendered her life to God, she was part of the church. She brought her children to the Lord, and they were all under the spiritual care of the apostles. If we read Acts chapter 1, verse 13 and verse 14, we carry the following, when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simeon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. Finally, when Mary surrendered her life and will to God, She accepted the plan of God that he had for Jesus, his brethren. They come to the faith and they become part of the church. The message to the parents, and listen to this, yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also. The sword, according to the scripture, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. God called you today, the word of God exposing to you the things that God wants you to commit yourself to, the calling of God in your life, to accept the will of God for your life and for the life of your children. Stop and do not manipulate further the plan of God for your children. And as you hear today in this message, that this will be of no benefit for them or for you. Trust God that he had a good plan for your children, and they will be blessed if you work with God to let them pursue that. Let's come to God in a prayer. Lord, thank you for your word that you sent to me. Make me realize what the things that I am not aware of. Lord, I repent from my sin. I will not do my own will, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus. O Lord, that I will work with you, surrendering my life and will to you, abiding with your plans that you have for my children. I trust that your plans are the best for them, and I will work with you to let my children to be in your perfect plan and will. I pray, Lord, thank you for all the brothers and sisters who commit their life to go along this message. Use this message, O God, to change life of people and transform them. Those who surrender their will, reward them and draw them near to you. Make them part of your church and let them serve you as Mary and the rest of the brethren of Jesus serve you. I thank you, God. I magnify your name. I adore you, Lord. Take this message and make it reach those who are in need for it and those who are waiting to hear your word. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.